What's going on, everyone? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, aka Sire. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Take a Chance Records.
No, I was laughing. I thought you were laughing at what we were talking about before we started this episode.
No, we had a good little combo before. But yeah, this is a Take a Chance podcast.
Today, we have TJ Major in the building.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you for coming on, man.
Fuck yeah.
Just the kind you say on dog. I love that. I love that. When you be performing, bro,
yeah.
I love that. That's but no, quote. Just to kind of jump into like your upbringing, you know, like what were you doing as a kid? Were you playing any sports? You have any other hobbies outside of music?
Honestly, bro, I never was into sports.
For real?
I was always in the crib, bro. Like my main passions were always art, reading books, writing stories. That was always something I was into.
Okay.
Damn, that's dope.
So you're a kid writing, you know, in school or whatever. Where are you from, actually? Where are you from?
So I'm from Detroit. I'm from the city, from the west side. I grew up partially in the city. But then after so long, after, you know, situations and stuff like that, my mom, with me and my sister, we up and moved to the suburbs. We moved to Redford first.
Okay.
And I stayed in Redford for about 5 to 6 years. But I was still, like, in the city, though. So we just lived in the suburbs and went to the schools. And we still was just like, my pop stayed in the city. So I kind of had like the best of both worlds. See what I'm saying? So
yeah. It was like, all right, yeah. For sure. So when did like music really come into the play? You said you've always liked art, you know, when you were writing in school, whatever it might be. How'd that translate over to music? When did you think, oh, I could write lyrics now, you know?
It was more like my pops was an artist. So my pops, he was making music under T Smooth. And when I was watching him create his music and stuff like that and putting this stuff together, it kind of gave me influence. Like, okay,
that's
I
dope.
Like doing art, but this is sweet. Plus, I grew up listening to hip-hop, you know, different rappers. I grew up around it. So, and a lot of my family members, too, are associated with a lot of rappers and stuff like that.
So, it runs in the family a little bit. So, yeah. What were you listening to growing up?
Honestly, like Big Sean and Doughboy's Cash Out and T-Grizzly, stuff like that.
How old are you?
I'm 22 at the time.
All right, so. All right.
Yeah, so it's like it's different stuff like Eastside, Cheddar Boys, but I also listen to like mainstream artists and stuff, Tupac, you know, old school music. So I got a bit of everything, especially soul.
So it's like, yeah, I was gonna say it's deeper than rap, like the R&B, like all that. Hell yeah. So when would you say you like made your first song or like wrote your first lyrics, I should say?
It was like, let me see, I was about 14. 14, I was in the 9th grade. And I remember my pops, for so long, I used to be like, let me get in the studio, you know, let me make a song. And he'd be like, man, you ain't ready right now, you ain't ready. So then one day, he eventually was like, right when I turned 14, he was like, yeah, man, I'm going to let you get in the studio, make you a little song, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. It was me and my cousin, Prince DJ, on Instagram. He an artist as well. Me and him had gotten there at that time. And we didn't know what we was doing for real. So we had like this old, like, early 2000s aesthetic type beat, but you know we made it work though because we were just excited to be in the studio. It's called Juggernaut. We never put it out though, but it was just me and my cousin on there as a collab. And
rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Have you done any music with your dad?
I have actually. No.
Really?
One song. He wasn't like on the song, but he was in the hook though. It was mainly me. It was my little brother Trevion.
But he's rapping on the hook.
But on the hook, he's like singing in there.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, it's like a little like layered in somewhere.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, like, he's
people
like
gotta hear that.
That shit kind of dope.
Hear that.
All right, we'll play that shit off camera. Fuck. You never talked to me about that other shit that you were going to talk to me off camera. That last episode.
Yeah. We'll get to that. I kind of want to ask, like, how did you find Take a Chance? Like, I found out about you through Casey and through Camp Currency.
I saw
you doing pictures like for Colton, right? Yeah, so like how did all that come about? How'd you find Take a Chance? How'd you find Currency Clothing? How'd you meet KC? Like,
so it really, let me see. Hold on. Camp Currency came about when I knew YBHJ.
Yep.
I don't know if y'all familiar, but YBHJ, I knew
he
him.
Performed at the first Camp Currency, didn't he?
He performed at the first one, yeah.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I knew
Case,
what did I meet KC through? I met KC through, I want to say YBH.
Probably. He does a lot of music with him.
Because it's been so long, I can't even really remember, but yeah.
KC knows everybody, too.
Hey. Actually, I got a story. That's what it is.
Go ahead.
I went to the stool with my mans, and I seen KC in there. Yep, and it was through YBHJ. That's what it was. He told me, like, yeah, you know YBHJ? I'm like, yeah, you know, yada, yada, yada. I was out there shooting a video Because I used to shoot videos. I was up there shooting a video for an artist named Smooth E.
Yeah.
And that's when I met KC. And we linked up. It was like, yeah, we got to work. And then that's how we became 3PG. And then we all three of us got hip to the Camp Currency and just started doing them, you know, annually.
Speaking of that, there's only a couple people, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be. There's been three Camp Currency events. So as of right now, there's been three. You are one of the people that's performed at all three, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's like him, I believe PJ, the Dons and Fats, I think are them. Like those are the...
Juan
hasn't performed at every single one. There was that one at the skate park.
Yeah, he didn't
perform at that one.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool if you really think about it.
Yeah, that is dope.
I've gotten one.
Have you done any other performances anywhere?
Yeah, I have actually. I done like contests. I did a. It was an event that DJ Flex Live held.
Okay.
Like early last year, I want to say it was. Yeah, early last year. And then I did like birthday parties and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
The one thing I did notice about you is that your stage presence, like, you feel it. Like, you
feel it, bro.
You get everyone engaged, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't care how small the crowd is, bro. I'm going to get up there like I'm at Rolling Loud.
That's the thing, bro. Like,
as you should.
You're selling your product. Like, that's what you have. Like, honestly, like, if you want this shit to work, like, honestly, you could just, like, you have really good music, but if you had just been up there standing there, like, not moving around, rap, like, it would have been, like, damn.
Mediocre, like.
You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? But you're up there, you're selling it. Yeah. You're showing it. You're showing that you really believe that shit.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I see, when I see TJ go up there, I've been at almost all of his shows. When I see him go up there, he's just having fun. I tell him every time before you go up there, bro, make sure you're having fun. That's what we do it for. We trying to for have real. Fun and spread positivity. That's what we're here.
That's where the shit started.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, well, I was going to say, once I, like, saw you, like, perform, it, like, made me look you up, right? You know, like, okay. I'm friends with Colton. You were performing at his thing. I'm gonna tap into your catalog, right? I listened to a little bit of it. Okay. Another thing that I noticed outside of your stage performance that's, like, very essential, especially with music nowadays, is, like, how you promote yourself on social media, you know? Like, your networking seems like it's going, like, really well. Like, you know what, like, you need to do, want to do, like, you know?
Definitely.
And you were talking about something earlier before we actually got on the podcast about how, what was it? It was something to do with a business. And it just made me think, like, you got that business mind, like, towards this shit, too? Yeah, like, obviously, yeah. You're doing it for fun, but, like, you know, there's a bigger picture to it, too, right?
Definitely.
What were we talking
about? In the other room.
Yeah.
We were talking about
we had a deep conversation. Like,
it was the chef. It was the chef.
Yeah.
Tell me about. That's what it was.
If he, like, retired from music, he would be able to invest and start his own businesses. Yes. Yeah, so, like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, he's thinking of the bigger picture. So, like, where does that come from? Like,
so, like, I come from, like, a background of like generational wealth. Like, my pops is somebody that really built generational wealth for me and my brothers and sisters. So he gave me that kind of mindset, like the root of it, and just me based off me doing my homework and my research. That's when I started developing my own sort of mindset with it. Because honestly, you never want to put all your eggs in one basket. See what I'm saying?
All, like, fucked up.
Rap, like, music is amazing, but it's like, eventually we get old. You know what I'm saying? We grow out of things.
You got to have hobbies and stuff, too, right? Side hustles and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you got to have things you want, like, you can fall back on, because everything, a lot of shit just don't last forever. You see what I'm saying?
It's true.
I kind of talked about that in my episode when you guys were asking about my biggest weakness. I was like, I feel like I'm trying to do too much when I could be, like, focusing on one more thing, but, like, I'm, like, putting little by little into every, like, thing that I want to do instead of, like, going hard on just one thing. Like, I'm trying to do a bunch of different things at once.
I think, honestly, the vibe you have right now, getting into the beats and running these pods and shit, like, I think you found it.
My lane.
Yeah, I think right now with me, like, I think I'm doing really good with the social media. I think my cover art stuff is starting to do good again, you know. I'm locking back in with music, you know. I'm finding where I fit, you know.
No.
So, I think recently everybody's kind of starting to find their role.
Back to that.
No offense.
Back to that.
Cut off your episode, no.
Back to that business thing, though. Like, it's dope to see that you have that mindset. And, like you said, you come from both sides, right? You said you had the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you're still taking one thing from there and one thing from here, exactly, finding a way to make it your own and stuff. So, like, that's really respectable, bro. Like, that's dope as hell.
Definitely, definitely.
Another thing I want to jump into is you produce. Is it every single song of yours you produce?
Honestly, bro, like 90%, honestly.
For real?
Like, I might hop on an energy beat sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Or I might hop on a beat that I bought from a producer. You know what I'm saying? I done got some beats from Baikal, from Glow Paul, you know, different ones. Tommy Lee, Cash Beats, Cash Flow Beats. He was actually one of my earlier producers I used to work with when I made Kudos. That's actually how my man's Rex found me.
Yeah.
He made Cash Flow made my early beats, so shout out to Cash Flow, bro.
That's dope.
Hell yeah. Are you on FL? Is that what you use?
I'm on FL, yeah.
When did you, like, first start producing? Was it right when you started making music, too?
It was actually right before I made Fiona.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
That's going to make... The fact that you made some of these beats is going to make asking those questions so much better.
I'm telling you, bro. It was right before... Before I made Fiona, I was like, okay, I love... Like, I'm a creative person. So, as an artist, it's like... I pay attention to detail. You know, I'm a perfectionist.
The little things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like a perfectionist with everything that I make. So, it's like... When I went to pick my beats or buy a beat from a producer, I was so specific. I'm like, I need this to sound like this. You know, this hard, but what if it had? And I just say, you know what, bro? I'ma just start making beats. I'ma see how this shit hit. You know, at first I was impatient about it, but then I just took my time with it. Like, if I go back and listen to my early beats, it's like, ooh, this kind of cringe. But at the time, it felt like it was hard as shit. And then it's like comparison.
Nah, his older beats is hard still, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You might even hear it now and be like, I see where I was trying to go with this.
Yeah.
It's not quite there, but like, I get what you're saying.
Definitely, bro. And that's kind of how that steered out. Like, you know how you hear a song and be like, they should sample this. Somebody should sample this. Somebody should sample that. I was like, I'm just gonna be the guy to do it. Like, you know, I'm gonna be the dude to take the risk.
I was gonna say, bro, because this is like wanted to talk about.
Let's fucking
we're coming
go.
Up to this part.
Can I ask?
You're nice with the Fruity Slicer channel, obviously, because this guy was going crazy. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen you perform, so I've heard your music before. But obviously, having you on the pod, I'm going to refresh my memory.
It's a whole different beast what you're about to bring up.
Yeah, I refresh my memory, and I saw the title of the song, so I had to play it. What do you think I'm going to say?
Fiona.
No, that's on there?
That's the second one we'll talk about.
But that's all on there.
Mobcraft?
Nah.
Dr. Doofus. Oh, yeah. That's how you know I sample a lot of stuff, bro.
Fuck all the bullshit. This will be a short because I need that. So we're putting this behind it. Go stop watching this show right now.
Wait,
listen to that song.
You got a video to that?
Dr. Doofus, I shot one, bro.
Did you get a platypus?
It didn't really. I liked it in the beginning, but it didn't really turn out how I liked it for real.
Did you get a platypus?
That's a good idea.
That would have been so crazy.
I told myself, like, when it get back nice outside, I want to reshoot that video.
Rent a platypus and just put a fucking fedora on it.
Where I'm going to get a platypus, bro?
I guarantee you can find one. Just go to a zoo. Have them pay a little bit extra. They'll bring it out and have it on the floor, and then you can film. Just put a fedora on it.
That'd be hard.
That'd be so tough.
Because I'll be editing my own videos now, so it's like I was going to do some shit like edit period. I ain't even gonna spoil it, matter of fact, but you're right, man. I ain't gonna lie.
You
I'm
could do the cartoon, that would be tough too.
My question is though, like with those samples, Fiona, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, like what in your brain just like
that's
sparks
the
interest? Like, you know what, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, I'm gonna do something with this. Like, how do you get to that point? I'm curious.
It's like I grew up watching a lot of, we all can relate, we grew up
100%.
Watching a lot of fucking cartoons, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And like when it came to sampling, you know, everybody think about old school songs, shit like that.
Honestly, if people are thinking cartoons, a lot of the time the sample beats will be Family Guy or they'll be SpongeBob.
It's a lot of Cartoon Network stuff.
Sample what we fuck with, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we gonna sample what we fuck with, what we grew up on, you know?
For real, but it's like a nostalgic thing. Like I'm like, okay, they fuck with the beats. It's hard. But imagine how it's going to hit them when they hear something they heard every day as a kid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
That, like, a lot of cartoon themes, they like stick in your head like glue. You see what I'm saying?
Forget the beat, like, what you did on it though, that song is hard, yeah, bro. Like the actual like lyrics so out there, the vocals.
Yeah, I left my phone in the other room. I'm not gonna go grab it. I was just gonna play the intro. That's the jingle.
And I was like, dude, I'm like, damn.
That's a crazy sample.
What if I sampled some shit, bro? And it, when I made this beat, I remember I was so shocked at like how I made this shit.
Yeah.
It took me so long to make the song because I was so amazed by the beat. I'm like, dog.
This bitch is so hard. Like I can sell this to somebody.
That's what it is. That's what sparks the interest. That's right there.
I feel like with producing it's different than rapping, because I go in there and rap thinking I'm gonna sing good and my throat's all fucked up from smoking and shit. Like I get that self-confidence from smoking weed. With producing it's different. You might be able to actually pull off some crazy shit, you know,
for real.
That happens with cover arts when I be doing those bitches. If I get blowed, I'll be like, oh shit, what if I did some shit like that? And then fucking do it. And it's like, oh, that bitch looks kind of tough. You
like,
know?
Damn, that so shit turned out fire. Like,
it's all about taking chances.
Get out of there. For real. No, but I do want to like cook up with you one time.
That'd be tough.
Because like I said, I'm just now getting into producing. Like I think I'm learning pretty quick, right?
Yeah, bro.
But like I just want to see how your workflow is. Like pick your brain a little bit on it. Because like if you're sampling Dr. Doofenshmirtz, bro, like I gotta be in the lab one time.
Yeah,
when you watch
gotta
this.
Sample like I got Zeke and Luther. Shit,
I got some
TJ,
crazy,
bro.
Man.
TJ, one thing about TJ, bro, is this a hidden talent of TJ's, bro. TJ's one of the best freestylers I've ever known.
Really? Can we do that?
I'll play one of my beats for
you.
Freestyle.
Do you want freestyle?
I'm straight. I mean, I can. Y'all. I'm
you
blowed.
Freestyle?
Some
wait.
Yeah, I
agree.
I agree. Talking all that shit, they acting sleazy. Bitch, I've been out going, I ain't talk about no sleazy. Sorry, bitch, you a hoe, get out my face, you ain't go.
Getting really nervous in this bitch, you know I'm feeling queasy. Woo. I'm trying to do this for the better, trying to greater it.
Better it, trying to better it. Talking about some cheese, nigga, please, I'm finna better it. Put up in this talking all that shit, sound like Federer. Talking Douglas, that bitch see up my face, don't give a damn, she steady mugging. We pull up with that shit, I'm out here lazy like I'm sluggish. Ooh. I pull up with that shit, he out here talking like we rugging. I left a nigga shaking like some bones, they talking thuggish. Haha, you know like thugging. Hold on, you know like thug, bones of harmony. Told you, bitch, get out my face, can sing without no harmony. I don't give a damn, she kinda crazy, that bitch was harming me. I ain't even tripping.
No, whole live streams on his page. No,
really?
Bus freestyle. Y'all got to go back and look at it.
Bro, right. It's like
we be having fun.
Trunks and
that'd be tough.
And fucking Gohan when they come together. Bro.
Yeah, I come in. I have my shits. I roll, but bro can rap a whole verse without stopping.
I got it here. Imagine him and Frank
battle
rap.
We need to make it happen. Hey, if y'all make a beat, I got a sample.
No, it wouldn't be today, but I definitely want to.
I got the sample you can use.
All right,
Zeke and Luther.
I'm down.
Ooh. Oh no! That'd oh wait, crazy. Hey, even though
Zeke
hey.
XD,
yeah,
that shit is hard.
Hey, hold on. Even though
Zeke and Luther shit,
yeah.
Hold up, even though we're kind of off like the cartoon talk, I wanted to ask you guys: start, bench, cut. Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network.
Ooh,
that's a banger. That's a banger. All right,
can we go one at a time? Because I want to answer this too.
Wait.
Start, bench, cut. Nickelodeon, Disney, or Cartoon Network.
Like, who's your?
Which one you start and which one you bench and which one you cut?
So what's your favorite?
I get what you mean.
Then you're 1, 2, 3, essentially. Yeah. But it's just a cooler way to say it. You know?
Start, bench, cut. And that's cut.
That's hard. That's hard.
But I feel like 3, you might watch sometimes. But if you say cut, you're just the
start,
bench. Like, no, it's just like it's your least favorite.
Okay,
favorite.
So that's easy. I'm done.
Go ahead.
I already thought my
go ahead.
I say for show Disney.
Number one.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why.
I agree.
Disney got a lot. Disney got everything. Got Marvel. You know, it got some of the best movies. They still coming out with movies. They buying everything. They just bought Fortnite.
Oh, so you're going based on like right now.
I'm going.
Disney got a bad.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But everything with like that I've grown up on too as well.
Yeah. I would
rather have Disney.
Disney's definitely
bro.
The best
Disney.
One out of the
but,
three.
Dude, second, I'd have to go Cartoon Network, bro.
That's wild.
I think I'd have to go Cartoon Network, crazy, bro.
It's a crazy world, man. It's a crazy world. That's so wild to me.
Why? What would yours be?
Because Nickelodeon was fire.
I ain't gonna lie, Nick, bro, they're all fire. But Cartoon Network, bro, has Adult Swim, has basically Family Guy. Right, it has Rick and Morty.
Robot
right,
chicken,
would
bro.
You say?
Robot
yeah,
chicken.
That's what I'm saying. It has all. I'm going on based. If you're going on based off childhood, then right now, then it's definitely
that's
Nickelodeon.
Fair.
Nickelodeon. But if you're going on right now, then definitely Cartoon.
Nickelodeon had Nick at Night, had Friends, had The Office.
It did.
Had
Full
House.
Lopez.
Had
Full House.
Two in the morning.
You're right. You're right. I might have
Nowhere had Adult Swim.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But what was better? I think Nick at Night was better than Adult Swim. I'd rather watch Friends and all that shit than fucking Robot Chicken.
Man, all I know
was that Fresh Prince.
That was on there for a while too. That's
that
what
right
I'm
there,
saying.
That's
bro.
My lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel used to
that
be.
That was on Nickelodeon,
King of
right?
Kenan and Kel.
King of Queens
yeah,
recently
was on
there.
That was
that show's
there.
A banger.
King of Queens, yeah, that too. Full House?
Yes,
Full
House? Dear.
Full House is my shit.
Full House was on there.
Yeah,
it used to be.
Yeah.
I think it's on like after Friends and then after like Seinfeld or whatever,
know.
It's like
I just know I'd wake up at 3 in the morning to George Lopez.
Not anymore.
Playing,
playing it.
What
y'all know about
what had
hey,
like Naruto and Dragon Ball Z playing?
I don't know.
Cartoon Network, right?
That could be the one we do.
Naruto
say,
and like
say?
Dragon Ball Z and like Beyblade and shit like that.
I don't know. I'm not into that.
That was
that.
Cartoon. That was Cartoon Network. For sure.
That's what I'm
so
saying. Cartoon Network gotta be mine.
Honestly, bro, my start. It's Cartoon Network. I'm not going to hold you, bro.
Wow.
What y'all know about Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Well, that's the thing, bro. But this is the
yeah,
thing.
Bro.
You
Ed
were,
Ed
like
Curse
with me,
dog.
Growing up, I grew up hooping. I grew up hooping and doing that type of stuff and, like, video games and stuff like that. Like, you grew up a lot more creative. You were making a lot of shit. You've always been an artist and stuff.
Right,
so I feel like you as an artist would relate to cartoons.
Hell yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Bro.
Like the cool like anime and shit. And me, I was
you
like
were big like sports. WWE.
I was like High School Musical was dope. You know, you feel me?
See,
you get what I'm saying, bro?
Like Camp Rock type.
You feel me?
Okay. Hey,
you
that's
feel
just
me?
Fire
Sweet
too,
Life
though.
Zach and Cody,
is,
you feel
another
me?
Sample.
Honestly,
Selena,
I would bench,
Wizard Waverly Place.
I would bench Disney
too.
And cut Fuck Nick. That. I ain't gonna
lie. Wow.
Because Disney is definitely secondhand, bro.
I would cut Nick too.
Realistically, like
Nick, it was like a last resort for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I would cut Nick.
Drake and Josh. Zoe 101.
Hit.
Ned's Declassified.
Victoria.
Victoria.
Bro, it has some fire.
iCarly.
No, I'm not going to say it's not
Are you
bad.
Fucking
I like, Sam and Cat was fire.
Yeah. And Sam and Cat was hard.
Sam and Cat, that's another one. You know why that bitch got ended, that show?
Why? What happened?
Why?
So, former Detroit Piston.
Oh, yeah. Andre
used
Drummond.
Used to date Jeanette McCurdy.
Blah.
Yeah, Sam.
Andre
Drummond,
Sam. Right, I think.
Yeah, okay. They dated. And when they broke up, or... I think he leaked them, but he leaked some pictures she happened to send him. So
oh,
then, like,
damn.
Nickelodeon was like, fuck that, and canceled the show.
You want to hear a crazy Andre Drummond story that has no relation to that at all?
I got another one, too.
I'm sitting at the Lil Skies concert.
Right.
When was Life of Dark Rose? 2018?
Probably. That's when he was popping.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, like, front row, bro. General admission. And I'm vibing, great concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, Andre Drummond comes on stage and starts rapping, bro. I was like, what is going on?
Andre Drummond's cool.
Swear
bro.
To God.
He was really
was
for the
hard,
city,
was
bro.
He hard or was he ass? Like, be honest.
I mean.
Drummond could rap.
It wasn't, like, great, but it wasn't bad.
Like, he was
you know?
Decent.
Like mid type shit. Like,
yeah,
okay. It was cool. Like,
he's not gonna make no
he was
noise.
The guy though.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone knew who he was. So like it was cool because
he
like he's putting on for Detroit. You know, like,
yeah.
It was cool.
He
but
ain't
like
no Damian Lillard. Like let's try.
Oh no, he ain't got bars.
He ain't
Dame,
Lonzo.
Dame's crazy.
Lonzo got bars.
Dame's way better than Lonzo.
I agree.
Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges.
Amon Shumpert got bars.
Yeah.
What happened?
Miles Bridges is hard and his music's hard.
He's in Charlotte. He's hooping.
He didn't get traded. Okay. He was going to get traded, though.
Yeah, but he said he was going to decline every trade he wanted to stay in Charlotte. So I bet he's up to something.
I had the chance to watch him. We had season tickets for Michigan State. I think it was his sophomore year when he returned, or it might have been his freshman. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
When he came back, bro.
Yeah, it was lit.
Oh, my God.
You a Michigan or Michigan State fan?
That bet
I ain't even
going
to lie to you, but I don't really care for football. All
right.
So I might say... Whoever winning, I'd be like, I'm looking at Michigan like a hoe, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's fair.
Before we get too far from the Andre Drummond thing, I want to say this. So I used to record at this place in Detroit when it was the studio ended up closing down, and a guy that was out there recording has made some noise. I don't want to say his name because he was like telling me shit, and I don't want to leak who the fuck it was.
Yeah,
type shit.
So he was telling me. I told him, I was like, bro, I've like heard about you. Like, I know who you are. Like, that's pretty fucking dope. You know, like, is there anybody that you've like been in contact with or something that was like, holy shit, like, how the fuck did I end up here kind of thing? Because we were just chopping it up. It was like a nice conversation. And he goes, so he was friends with Sada, this guy. So him and Sada go to a Pistons game. Okay. Pistons win. It was a weekend. It was like a Friday game or something. So Drummond was having everybody back at his crib. And they didn't have like a game till Monday. So all of them were chilling, you know, like some of the other players were there. And then this dude's outside. They're outside in Drummond's backyard. Drummond, Sada, my friend, the dude that was rapping, and Jeanette McCurdy, Sam from iCarly, all smoking a joint. I was like, bro, that's the craziest roto I've ever heard in my life. Like, people might say that, like, in the, you know, like, dream roto. And that's, like, that actually happened,
that is
bro.
Crazy. That's wild.
That I was like, crazy. That is insane, dog. Yeah, that's my, that's what.
That's random.
Right?
That's
what I'm saying.
That's random as hell. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Well, they dated. Andre and Jeanette McCurdy dated. Yeah. Yeah. So when he said his Andre story, I had to say mine.
People being people.
That's crazy.
How did we get over here?
I don't know. We just went
Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we just went on a crazy tangent. But
real quick,
crazy.
Disney Nick cut Cartoon Network. I'm just putting that out there.
You said Disney Nick.
I'm keeping Disney's number one. Right. I'll keep Nick. Because, like, bro, I grew up on Drake and Josh, bro. Zoe 101. I can't cut that, bro. I'm sorry. And then Cartoon Network, I would put three. Bro, honestly, I wasn't watching a lot of the cartoons on Cartoon Network growing up. I was more like Phineas and Ferb. I was watching a lot of that. SpongeBob. Yeah.
Hard.
Fucking. Hard. You remember that shit they had on Disney Fish Hooks? That shit was tough. Where it was like
Oscar.
It was like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's that knocking at my door? That shit was tough, dog. They were just like in a classroom in like a fish tank or something. And there was like a school in there.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Fucking, you know what else was fire movie? Lemonade Mouth.
Bro. That's why you can't cut, like, Disney. I love how everyone kept Disney.
Hard.
Everyone kept Disney. We have to keep Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Back to the focus of TJ's music. That was a good conversation.
Like,
that was
that
funny.
That convo made people understand his music more.
100%.
Low key?
No, that's fact. No, but I want to say or ask you, like, what's, like, upcoming for you in 2024? You got any, like, upcoming projects, singles, videos?
So right now, I'm closing in on my Deluxe for Teaser, for my last album, Deluxe for Teaser. So.
Oh, we didn't talk. We talked Dimes. What was the name of the project that you did with Shank?
Oh, Dead at Dawson.
Yeah.
I make so much music, bro. That's how you know.
Yeah, we talked about. We had that listed with Fiona and Dr. Doofenshmirtz, but we didn't get to that. But I do want to talk about that. So you want to talk about that first?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right, bet. How was it like making that?
So that was actually an amazing process, bro. Shank, my man's.
Yeah.
It's like my brother. Like we don't say best friends because you know we grown ass man. You know. That,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I get you.
That's like my brother though.
Yeah, that's like I feel like brother. The way saying brother is like best friend for guys.
Yeah, for sure. But we knew each other since preschool.
Yeah.
We went to Dawson.
Oh damn.
Dawson Elementary
dope.
Over there off of Schoolcraft, and like I forgot what other street that was, but it's Dawson Elementary. We went there together since preschool.
Isn't that not that far from here?
It's not that far. It's
Schoolcraft's right there, right?
Oh no! This in the city. This
okay. What's that right there? What school's right there?
That's a college, Schoolcraft.
That's Schoolcraft College over there, though.
Oh, I thought there was like a. Isn't there a highway right there on the right when before we get
off? Yeah, that's Schoolcraft College.
Oh, is it? Yeah, oh, okay, okay, okay.
It's
okay,
like
okay.
Towards the city, though.
Oh, I get you. Okay,
so
my fault.
Now you good? But so we grew up like we known each other since preschool.
Yeah.
We separated after like first grade, but.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. We've been best friends ever since, bro. We grew up staying with each other, everything, bro. Like, that's like my brother, so.
Damn, that's dope.
Tight like these, and he an artist of himself, Shank.
Yeah,
so we was like.
We saw him at Camp Currency. He was hard. Yeah.
He was there with my cousin.
I knew I recognized the name, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we was like, damn, bro, we got to put something together, like a nice project. We already had some features and stuff, but he developing his song. I'm developing mine. I'm like, damn, we got to put us a nice project and like mix it with a good concept.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I named it Dead at Dawson. Even on the cover, you see, like in the
hey, screen. That cover art.
Yeah, that was dope.
Tough.
I did that cover art too.
Damn. Did you?
Yeah.
We'll have to talk. We will have to talk. I need some help, bro. I just got an iPad. I've been trying to draw. It's right behind you, actually. I've been trying to draw and shit, bro. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Man of many talents. Producing cover art. That's lit.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, so, yeah, what's it looking like for 2024, though, upcoming music?
So, outside of my deluxe, I've been working on some different type of music, like as far as it's like my similar sound, but it has a lot more substance.
Okay.
So I've been developing a newer sound and better mixing so that I could prepare to make Major Files Volume 3.
Okay.
And also on Dog and Them 2. Okay. Now I'm not going to really say when I'm dropping those, but they are dropping this year though.
Okay.
That's two separate projects. They're going to be real big because one of them is a trilogy, of course, to my other two projects, and the other one is a sequel to, you know, dogging it.
That's dope.
So I just wanted to kind of like break down into a more of a slower paced, mm-hmm. more substance, you know, more versatile style of my mm-hmm. music that I haven't really put out for real. I got a lot of different shit in the vault. So plus I've been working on my mixing with the help of my man's Rex.
Hell
right?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Man. So
and you be mixing too?
Yeah, bro.
Holy fuck.
I be mixing, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So you make music, you produce music, you mix music, and you make cover art.
That's really why it take me so long.
You do videos too?
What I do is I have my mans, tight shots, shoot my videos, and I just edit them. Yeah. If I don't have tight shots, do it.
You do videos, though. You do videos. That's the hard part, bro.
Yeah.
I used to shoot videos, though. I used to shoot them and edit them.
So you've just dabbled in everything.
Oh, yeah. He does everything.
That's dope.
Bro, I used to sew. And I know how to sew. I used to make book bags, bro.
What the fuck?
Yes, bro. I used to like sew clothes together and shit.
Oh, that's sick.
I paint.
Bro, he's a good painter. Have you talked to Colton painter, about any of this?
I have talked to Colton about the painting before. But yeah. I never really pushed the paint because I've been so into the music.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Hey, bro, if you wanted to paint something like to have up here, we would hang it up.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I got to
get my, tell some people that. Because we've had some guys that like might be interested in doing that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like PJ would do something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Or Juan would do his moons.
That'd be
for
dope.
Phases of the moon or something. But yeah, if you're interested, right. Yeah, we'll hang up something in here.
For sure.
You said you like writing a lot. Do you punch in at all? Or are you strictly writing?
I do both, honestly. So
okay.
I punch in. Sometimes I really say it straight through. But what I do is I write. But when I write like just straight, just lyrics, mm-hmm. not to no specific song. I just write shit. Like I'd be at work.
You get a flow in your head. I get you.
Yeah, type shit. Nah, just type it in my notes real quick. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the bathroom or be eating and, be
and
like,
then
oh,
find
damn.
A beat.
Mm-hmm. That's all, you know, let me write that down. And then like I go in the studio. A lot of songs I write all the way through, or some songs I might say to write the first four bars and just freestyle the rest of that shit. Just punch it in.
Damn. Oh, yeah, you were saying he freestyles really
damn,
good.
Bro.
You got to find, that foundation.
Crazy. In my head, I'm like, bro, yeah, just think of a flow and then go find a beat. Bro, he makes the beat. He just makes it around. He can just make it around
facts.
The flow.
Even
that's
when
that's
I'm
crazy.
Making back, I'm coming up with shit like.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, I can put this here.
Which one do you prefer to start with first? The beat or the lyrics, really? Like
the beat.
Definitely. Yeah, you like to make the beat first. I wasn't sure if you were just like write lyrics and you're like, all right, well, like what BPM would be like this type of shit, and like I don't know.
That might be sometimes like I might come up with a bar, like random. Like I'd be out and think of a beat because
I'd be doing that,
beats, and I'd be like, I'd be in a grocery store and be like, oh damn, that's hard. You know,
yeah.
just typed it in my notes. You know, so hell yeah.
We're kind of coming down to some of the quick hitters.
Fuck yeah.
Like I said, you're a man of many talents. Do you ever get? We usually say like writer's block with the artist, but in your mm-hmm. in your circumstance, it's like, do you ever get like a creator's block?
Yeah.
And like, how do you overcome that?
I just got one recently. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm just coming out of it though.
I get you.
But I do get that because I'm gonna tell you why, and it's kind of some advice to anybody watching.
Get ready to clip this.
Yep. Starting right now.
One thing about us as creatives, bro. Is a lot of us tend to be perfectionists. See, I'm already a Virgo, not to sound sassy, zodiacs and shit. But
we talked about that last episode.
But like, I'm a perfectionist though.
Yeah.
And I get so caught up with being a perfectionist and trying to be perfect with shit that I don't take enough risk. With art. Like, let's think about it. Like, if we want to do something different, like, let's say if I say I'm tired of that flow or tired of that beat or tired of that, I want to try some new shit, you know? But it's the new shit is so challenging. That we turn away and go back to our comfort zone.
100%.
And then a lot of times when we want to make new shit, it's like we're not motivated to make the old shit because we're tired of making it. But the new creative shit we want to make as creatives, we don't make it because we're afraid that it's not going to come out right or it's mm-hmm. we're gonna fail ourselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, we just don't make it. So that's when you get creator's block because you like, your brain, if you try to come up with shit, your brain could think about so much creative shit, but you will keep denying that, like, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough.
And now you have a block because all the ideas you could have used, you no longer coming up with.
Yeah.
Damn, I've never heard someone really break it down like
that. Yeah, that was a really good way of putting that.
Yeah.
It's more so like a confidence thing when you get creative.
100%. Because recently, like exactly like what you said for me, I've been really in a creative block and stuff. And like I put out some stuff and I liked it, but it was just like, I was just feeling like I was forcing it still. So like I'm really trying to get back into it now. I took a little break. But then I'm in there trying shit, like something different, and it's just like...
You're like scared to experiment, so you, like you just try to go back to old reliable.
I'm scared to try my voice a different way to see if I can make it work.
That's just the confidence, I think, then at that point.
100%. That's what it is.
You kind of got to...
Force it, almost.
Force yourself. Like, even when you do, like, performing, or... I think we scared to look stupid, bro. Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
We like, if I don't want to put this song out and it's ass, and then you like, damn, they ain't gonna like my... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you go to perform and you like, damn, like... But it's like, honestly, bro, you really can't care about... That's the biggest infection of creativity, bro.
Yeah.
Is caring about what everybody else thinks.
That's like, true.
It's no rules to
The crate...
There you go.
What up, 2-6?
The craziest thing, though, is you may make something that you may not like and then put it out, and it may be like
the song that you
don't fuck with the you fuck with the least, but everybody fucks with the most.
Is usually
the one that pops off. So you gotta take risks. Bro.
What's my favorite song off No Hard Feelings 2?
Probably the one that you're on, dude. I don't know.
No Kidding. And you guys hate that song.
Why? Why is that your favorite?
That little flow is
what so tough. What did that have to do with that?
Shit, I think I remember TJ telling me one time.
Something that you didn't like that other people like.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you get what I'm saying? You were saying what?
Yeah, I remember TJ telling me that he didn't really fuck with Fiona like that. Bro, he didn't think it was going to be that
I
one.
I get you.
Like when I first made it. I don't like that.
I'm saying I get you with the other Fiona.
When I first made the beat, bro. I was at work just listening to the beat, and I'm like, bro, this shit is going to blow. Like, it's Strek. See what I'm saying? It's Strek. People are going to fuck
people
with it.
People fuck with Strek,
bro. Like, I know that movie, like, word for word.
Bro,
it's
such a good
song, but the Donkey, Fiona, all that.
Continue, though.
You feel me? So it's like, when I came up with the sample and I made the beat, and when I first made the song, that was in my early years of mixing. So, you know, it was kind of boxy, and, you know, the quality was kind of ass.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the time, I was in love with it.
I get you.
And I made Fiona in the end of 2021. It just popped last year.
That's
dope.
What I'm
saying? Yeah. I shot the video in the end of 2021.
That's
so
crazy.
So it could just happen, dog.
Dude, that's crazy. Happen. 2 years later.
Yeah.
Songs could pop 5 years later. That's 6 years
crazy.
Lizzo.
Though, for real.
Her big hit, Lizzo. Her song, she made that like 8 years ago.
It's how you promote it.
Good as hell, I think.
That's all on how you promote it.
I don't think that one. It might have been that one.
No, I know what song he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. But I think it was that Good As Hell one that she did with, like, Ariana Grande hopped on the remix and shit. That one she made, like, 8 years ago, and it just blew up now.
Damn.
That's crazy. It could really happen whenever.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about, you said your mixes weren't good. How do you go about mixing on FL right now? Just for some advice that I could use.
So, like,
yo, TJ got some secret sauce, dog.
Does it have to be off camera? Does
we'll
it have
say
to be
it
off
camera?
Nah, it's cool. It's not like no secret shit, but like,
Wait. Is it where you take the limiter and you turn everything down? And then, you know what I'm talking about? Nick Mira does that.
Not even that.
Okay, continue.
It's like a little, I'm just going to give like the basic. I ain't going to say like details, but like, when it comes to mixing, bro. Mixing really was my biggest insecurity with my music. I ain't even gonna lie, if I'm being honest. Like, when I made Fiona, like, I was just strictly on Audacity. Then I converted over to FL, and then now I'm on Pro Tools. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's basically all it is. And it was like, I was used to mixing on FL and shit like that. So, You know, I feel like, you know, over time you get better at it.
I'm talking like the mixing. Are you talking about like mixing your vocals or mixing beats?
I'm talking about like the mixing with my vocals. You talking about with the beats?
Yeah, I was asking about the sauce for the beats.
Oh, the beats? Yeah, yeah. That was
kind of part of it.
Yeah, no.
Type shit, but no, yeah. With the beats, FL, bro.
No, I know. I'm saying like what's some like advice that you could give me for mixing on FL for beats?
Oh, bro, honestly, it's really no rules. Just make sure your 808s ain't fucking breaking, you know, not breaking, but, you know, fucking up the speakers. Yeah. You know, make sure your sample is loud enough to hear. And if you're going to use keys, put the plugins on there to make it smooth, you know, shit like that. I don't give away too much sauce.
I got some secret sauce for you. I got some secret sauce for you. For the 808s, use a soft clipper and soothe too.
Yep.
Soft clipper and soothe too is the best thing.
I didn't know the soothe thing, but the soft clipper I know about because usually I do that, and then I also have the fruity limiter, and I just mess around with that, and I mean they've been turning out pretty solid. I made a beat last night in like 30 minutes. That was crazy.
Hey, that bitch was hard. But you know what I'm laughing at? Fruity limiter. Fucking hilarious. Come on, bro. That's so funny. Yeah, that's a new way of saying pause. Fruity limiter. That's so crazy.
Fruity limiter.
What would you say?
One of you guys are going to be making a beat. You're going to see Fruity limiter. And you're just going to start laughing because you're going
to
think.
Right,
of
no, for real.
You're
supposed to be making something tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about this. I'm going to be blown. Think
about it. You're just going to start laughing.
What would you say? Like, since you got a bunch of talents, what would you say, like, your biggest weakness is, though? Like, what's something you know you could improve on?
Honestly, like, within my talents or something that's outside of it? Like,
either. Just as an artist, what's something, you think you could, you know, look forward to in the future to, like, get better at?
Or it could be, like, something that you haven't really been doing now and you want to start doing. You know what I mean?
Definitely art, bro. Art. Like, I draw in my free time, but I could do it a lot more often.
What about in your music?
In my music, honestly, I would just say record more. Record a lot, but I always wait on that feeling to be motivated to record.
I want to get
to a point where I'm comfortable enough I could just record when I first wake up, when I'm about to go to sleep, you know
just
what
like
I'm saying?
No matter the mood, 24/7 you can just get right in that bag.
Exactly. Yeah. I got a flexible vocal, cuz think about it, if you always like I gotta be high when I record. I gotta be the middle of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like I done heard songs from artists where they sound high as hell or sleep on one song and then turn on the next, and both are hard. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? We both songs, we know who that is.
Gotta find the lane.
Yeah, I want to be more confident with my voice, bro. Honestly, that's really my biggest weakness, bro. It's just the confidence in my voice. You know
me
what I'm
too,
saying?
Bro.
That's really what pushed me to come do this right now.
For real?
Really?
You know, I'm like, bro.
This is your first pod, right?
Actually, you know what? I did a podcast before, y'all.
Okay.
I came here fried as hell. And I said it's my first one. And it ain't even my first one, bro.
I was gonna say,
but it was back in like 2021.
Oh, okay. So it's been a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know,
I was gonna say a big reason we started doing this is to give guys that haven't been able to go do an interview or been able to come on. So when people tell us that it's their first time, it's really dope.
So,
but we got lied to.
You think that same you think that same like weakness you were talking about, the confidence or just like the cadence, like, do you think that, I'm not going to call it nervousness, but essentially nervousness, like, do you think that goes for recording as well as, like, performing? Like you, obviously, you have a great stage presence, but, like, are you still nervous up there a little bit?
I ain't going to lie, bro, no.
Really?
Be right before I go on, but right when I'm on performing, I be like, it's like that shit.
Once you hear that damn TJ.
And damn TJ, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in control now, and I just go crazy.
You have any tricks? That when you're up there, like, do you look everyone? Do you not look anyone in the eye? That's what I do.
Actually,
that's why
I wear
shades.
I look everybody in the
really?
Eye.
Really? I feel like you should.
I
like
know, if but you, if I'm wearing shades, it could look like I am.
Oh, I mean,
you know what I mean?
But it's like, this the thing, bro. I feel like we nervous because we're afraid of confrontation. That's the truth, bro. Like, even when I'm sitting here, I make eye contact when I talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm compassionate about the conversation.
100%.
So even when I'm performing, I want them to feel me rapping. So I want to look them in the face.
Definitely.
And I want to see if they're going to catch the vibe. And a lot of them see it and they be like,
yeah,
oh, damn.
That's what gets them. That's the hook right there.
Especially
the
females, bro. Especially the females. They kind of like.
Shout out to
the
females.
Because a lot of dudes, they be nervous and they look around like, you know. And that used to be me, bro. But it's like, honestly, It's like, what are you afraid of?
That's true.
This is these the people you wanna Music is persuasion, bro. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're not just making it just for yourself or the because you like it. You doing that, but you also want people to resonate with it.
Yeah.
And for them to resonate with it, you have to speak to them. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So even when you rapping, you need to look at them and say, even when I interact with the crowd, like, yeah, I'll make some noise, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Feel me? I might point at somebody. I might point at a baby, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like,
while you're rapping some crazy shit, you're just rapping into a baby. I'm going to shoot you in the face.
holding the baby. Holding the baby while you're rapping.
Right. Bow, 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 bow. That'd be crazy.
Nah, for real.
I mean, bro, it holds the bag. At Cam Currency, there could be. That happens. It's a family event.
He's just holding the baby. You hear Fiona in the background. Just,
oh, right.
All the moms in there are going to be like, what is happening?
No, hey, but you can drag in the kids with that too, though.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
A whole other demographic.
I'm going to try to land on something too. Like, a lot of my supporters are young as hell, bro. Like, they be hitting me up. Sometimes I might click their page, and they be young in school and shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know?
Wait, you had a song going crazy on TikTok, though, for a second, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is it still going crazy?
It's still kind of going crazy. It kind of died down, but it was like my mans, Miles.
Yeah.
He did a remix to it. He did like a collage to it, and it got like, I want to say more than 2.7. I ain't check after I seen 2.7 mil. But that shit was
holy
crazy.
Shit.
And a lot of people came from that too. Like, he was already getting a buzz, but when he did that, he was like, bro.
That's so many people.
Trash Bag Records. Shout out to Trash Bag Records.
That's so many people, bro.
No, I was going to say that's a. Fuck, I lost it. Oh, that's probably where a lot of like the younger kids, that TikTok, it's really bringing in that younger target audience and stuff too. That's dope. Yeah.
And they recognize that Fiona and shit, So they like Doofus Merch, Fiona, it's a creative.
Shit, Fiona could pull anyone, bro. Everyone's seen Shrek, bro. If you haven't seen Shrek, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
By the way, who made Shrek? DreamWorks. You know who owns DreamWorks? Nick a fucking Lodian.
But you know what's crazy? They was playing Shrek on Cartoon Network, bro.
I think Nickelodeon low-key owns Cartoon Network.
Probably a lot of that shit really do be like a pyramid.
I think they do.
It's like a pyramid scheme. You know? We gotta have to check that out.
I think Disney XD was like Nickelodeon's Cartoon Network.
Essentially.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's Disney's Cartoon Network, basically, right?
Yeah, that's why I said Nickelodeon's Cartoon Network. Oh, no. You're right. Disney Channel's Cartoon Network. Yeah, I should have said that. Yeah.
All right, TJ. If you could make a collab album with any artist of all time, preferably alive,
and someone you don't know,
who would it be?
Like a dream collab.
Who's your go to? Because what if they see this?
Homie said, "Let me sit back. Hold on.
What if they see this? They make the dream come true.
A collab album.
So nice, 10 songs.
10 songs. Can they be like local?
It can be whoever you want.
Whoever you want. It could be Michael Jackson, bro. Well, ooh. No, never mind. I lied. He's dead. Don't do that.
I was like, hold on.
Don't do that.
No, honestly, bro. Oh, hold on, bro.
Hold on.
I would say Skilla.
That's a good one.
I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby.
That would be hard. Skilla. All right, who would you want to produce it?
Ooh.
Is one dude.
He's ready hard. For the, on his episode.
He hard.
Oh.
He's going to be like TJ Major.
I was going to say that.
That's too cliche though. Like, obviously you'd want to make it, but
honestly though, energy, bro.
Well, I mean,
energy.
I mean, if you're collabing, it's a collab, dream collab. So you guys can't make it together.
Yeah, but that's more so referring to like the actual. Well, wait.
Can I give you a second option though?
Sure.
T Grizzly.
Ooh.
Between Skilla or T Grizzly, energy beats.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Energy beats.
Hard.
That'd go crazy.
Me and Grizzly.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Hey, they could. We're a Michigan pod. They might see this.
You can get that.
That'd be cool.
He can get that.
T, come on a pod. I met him a while back when I was younger.
T?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for like 2 minutes. We were out in the city. This dude that from a school right by us, bunch of rich kids. I'm not going to say where. You should know. They have a bridge. So I went out to the studio with him. He paid, bro. It was like $500 an hour, the studio. Damn. Like, he paid like a shit ton of money for like 4 hours. So I'm just in there chilling with him. I didn't even record nothing, but he's like in there. And I see these two, like, bro, I'm talking like 6'8", like 300-pound dudes.
Security guards.
Like in the hallway, just sunglasses, like suits all dripped out, walking through. And I saw him walk by, and the guy that was mixing saw it too. And he goes, "Hey," said his name, "come out here real quick." And the dude came out, and he's like, "What's up?" And then he goes, "Hey, T." And the two security guards walk in, and then they open, and T Grizzly standing there. I thought I was dreaming for a second, bro. Gucci suit, Gucci jumpsuit. You could tell he wasn't wearing any shirt under the Gucci shirt. And then he had just his Grizzly chain and some buffs. And I dapped him up, and I was like, "Yo, T, much love, bro." And he goes, "Hey, thanks, bro. Much love." And then he walked out. And I was like, "Damn, bro, I heard him recording. Like, I heard the bass of a song. Like, as I was walking in, and that was bro.
Fire. Can you remember what song it was or not?
Nah, bro. I was pissed. I would have leaked that bitch."
That's crazy. Yeah,
all right, now now you just ruined his chance of getting. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Nah, shout out to T, man.
T, I love you, T.
This dude.
Right. Oh, God.
T, I'm sorry.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive. Could be anyone. Doesn't have to just be artists. It could be, like, celebrities, whoever. Like, it could be anyone. Honestly, family members, anyone.
Dead or alive.
That's
dinner
a good
guess.
First of all, what are you guys eating?
We eating seafood, bro. Seafood boys. And if they eat meat, I had some lamb chops for
them. You were just talking about that shit last episode, too.
Michael Jackson.
That's a good answer.
Hard.
Nelson Mandela.
That's a good answer, too.
Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
I'm going to have her make some of them dishes. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That's funny as hell.
You can't chill and eat, though.
Who I said, three so far? I said three, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess Harriet Tubman's cooking, so you got two.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I thought you meant, like, cleaning the dishes.
No, I'm talking about I'm going to have her. Oh, y'all crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about make some of the dishes.
Eat, dog. She can't just relax, my man.
Nah, she going to be bringing some dishes.
Like, bringing some food.
All right, bro. All right. It's all right, man. I didn't want to say nothing, but I was like,
wait. So name your list again real quick. My bad, bro.
Well, we're going viral.
Oh, shit. Hopefully.
No, but look, who I say? Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Mandela.
Harriet Tubman. Yeah.
Malcolm X.
Ooh.
And my great-granddaddy. I ain't never see him for real.
Damn.
Never,
you know
what I'm saying? That's a tough table.
Hard
those
table.
Minds, bro.
That's a very tough table.
Those mines,
bro. Imagine how much sauce they gonna drop.
Oh my god,
bro! Because you can.
That is some knowledge.
You'll hear from. You could just listening to Nelson Mandela and Harriet Tubman just tell their stories, and then you can get in Michael's advice on music. And then who were the last two?
It was
your great grandfather,
Malcolm X, bro. Just and like his stories too, honestly. His knowledge that he has, and then your great granddad, obviously, that'd be dope.
Yeah, no, that's
a crazy.
That's
table.
One of the best tables I've heard.
For real, honestly,
what kind of dude he was, like, you know?
Yeah,
he from here, he from the east side.
Oh, that's dope.
He was from the east side.
Yeah.
My mama, sorry, from Alabama though. She from down south.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they from Birmingham.
Oh, that's sick.
Who are you?
You must had a hell of a southern breakfast.
Oh yeah, bro. I'm gonna tell y'all, and I was just debating about this a couple days ago. Breakfast in the south. No
different.
Other state got shit on breakfast in the summer.
Oh, my God.
For real?
Well, okay, well, give me a typical southern breakfast.
You like, saying, like, those big French toasts? Like,
no,
like the Texas toast, French toast?
They creative with their breakfast.
Man,
they love their breakfast.
Like,
give me a typical southern breakfast, because I want to see.
I'm going to give you a typical southern breakfast in my great-grandma household.
There you go.
Betty May would make, like, I had, like, 5 pancakes.
Oh, okay.
A bowl of grits with some eggs. When I used to eat meat. Sausage with some bacon.
You don't eat meat anymore.
I don't eat meat, bro. I'm a pescatarian now. So
oh,
I only
wow.
eat seafood. like salmon and shrimp and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
You eat like crab and stuff like that?
Yeah, I the fuck seafood crab. Boils? I'm not a big fan of like crab and
I don't like lobster. Though. I don't like lobster, but crab lobster is kind of really
overrated.
Good.
Like it's
yeah, lobster's what, really.
What was the reason?
That little mac just... meat don't fill me up. Right?
what was the reason you like decided to do that?
Yeah,
stop eating meat.
It was like it really was a conscious decision. Just based off what I was eating. I used to get sick a lot just eating meat, bro. Like, I used Damn. To get sick eating pork and all that. And then on top of that, my pops, he was pescatarian for like, he still is, but it's been like 10, damn near 10 years with him.
So you kind of grew up around it too?
Yeah, I grew up like his household. That's how he ate. And my uncles too. I got uncles who are vegetarians too, so.
So you just take like seafood and then like what? Fruits, veggies, shit
fruits,
like that?
Fruits, veggies, and dairy, all that. Like, you got pescatarian where I eat fish, seafood, and shit like that yeah. still. And then you got the vegetarian where there's no meat, but you still eat like dairy, like eggs and stuff
yeah.
like that. You got, you know, the vegan where it's none of that shit. I done went vegan for like a month and a half before.
Trash?
Yeah. It wasn't trash, but it was hard. I ain't gonna lie.
I just feel like vegans are in a bad mood all the time. Cause it's like, bro, like eat some real food.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's the only problem.
He just,
like,
he just pissed off a huge
I don't
community.
Give a fuck.
Hey, man.
I feel like the bad mood is like because you hungry.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You hungry as hell. Like, you know what they say? You're not you when you hungry.
Yeah, bro.
Eat a
fucking Snickers.
You ready to give in? That's like, I'm about to get a Snickers. Like, I'm
like Betty White did in that one commercial, dog. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, man.
But literally, it's so crazy that we're having this conversation because we just did, like, Ron. We
yeah,
were just
no,
talking
we just ate
tofu
the food.
And all that.
Who would you say your top five personal favorite artists of all time are? I'm assuming Mike because you had him at your dinner table.
Honestly,
MJ up there, Mike J.
I'm gonna keep it in. You know what? No, yeah, you're right. He up there, Mike. I'm not gonna lie. Damn, dog. Hold on. Let me see. Jeezy.
Really?
Ooh.
Jeezy.
Wait, Jeezy or G-Eazy?
No, Jeezy.
Okay, like Jeezy. Jeezy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I went and saw him perform Jeezy. A couple years ago.
Oh, straight?
Yeah, it was the last show at the Joe. He was with Uzi, the Migos, Remy Ma, T
oh, yeah.
performed.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
But
it was dope.
Babyface Ray.
Okay.
V's.
Okay.
Who that fifth one? Tyler, bro.
Tyler the Creator,
bro.
Oh, okay.
But
so
I
you got
to,
some. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But I listen to everything. Like, I listen to Mac DeMarco and shit.
Damn, that's a good way to describe you.
Yeah.
To, like, your music. Tyler the Creator mixed with Babyface Ray.
Exactly.
The hybrid.
That's hybrid. Crazy.
I'm gonna tell you, I used to listen to like Icy Twit. I listened to like ethereal ass music. Like,
ethereal
is an artist too. That I used to work with Playboi Carti. I listened to Cardi. I kind of grew out of Cardi, but I ain't gonna lie.
Not a fan.
Feel me? But like Mac DeMarco.
I feel like I've heard
DeMarco.
That name.
That on a level.
I don't know if it's ringing a bell.
It's an old like aesthetic song.
Okay. I've heard, like, you know, I might be able to tell you, but
yeah.
I listen to like BK the Ruler.
She's hard.
ASAP Rocky still. Some old shit like Keisha Cole.
I actually just sampled something from her.
Keisha Cole?
Yeah, it was her song with Diddy last night. Couldn't even get an answer.
He bro, I played was it. Bumping that 2 nights ago.
For real?
Nah.
Chance made a whole song over it. Yeah. We'll show it to you right after this.
I gotta hear that.
It's unmixed though. Like, it's not finished. It's just like his like raw vocals and just my beat. The cool beat's finished, but yeah.
Hey, that song I played last night, that love song, that was Keisha Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe you.
That shit's
so hard.
Yeah.
That bitch is so hard.
What would you say your favorite album is with no skips? Like an album you can listen to top to bottom. Yeah, you can only listen to one album the rest of your life.
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, he's hearing all these before we interview
him.
So he gets to plot.
He gets to plot. He gets to plot.
I'm cooking.
But honestly, no skips. Gotta be Snoop Dogg. What's the name of that shit, bro?
Doggy Style.
Damn. That's one of the best albums of all time.
Yeah.
Blow this hill, sit there and listen from track one to the end. It's going to feel like you in a movie.
I'm gonna be,
did you see his most recent movie that just dropped?
Underdogs. Dope.
I heard it was good.
Bro,
I didn't see it,
that
though.
Shit looks
great
so
movie.
Sick.
I'm going to watch that.
Great movie.
Like, he's like a full what?
Listen, I'll
right?
explain it. So he's, I won't ruin it either. So
watch with the shardy.
So he's there. You go. He's a. Yeah. He's like a retired NFL like superstar, right? Yeah. Snoop is. He's like the main character in it. He's like a retired NFL superstar. And so he gets in trouble with the law, and then he has to go do like community service back in his hometown. So he goes back there, and like the youth football program doesn't have a coach or something. There's like some issue going on with the youth football team, and he ends up not doing like community service, but the community services, he has to coach the team. And like, dude, it's just a really good movie. Like, I don't want to ruin it, but like, I've watched it like 3 times already, bro. Like,
for real?
Yeah, like, because I've told people about it and they turned it on, and I just like sit there and watch it.
What is it on?
Prime.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's a fire movie. And I think like, and I think the way that it goes, like, about like the whole plot and storyline, I think there could be a number two.
That'd be cool.
Hard.
So like, yeah,
nice cliffhanger at the end or something.
Yeah,
it's not really a cliffhanger. It's just the way they end it. You see, like, yeah, all right, they could definitely make something off of this.
Yeah,
but like, if they don't make another one, like, it ends completely fine.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence made a movie back in the day where he was like a I think a college coach, and he got fired. Like, he just was yelling on the bench, and they teched him, and then he ended up getting fired. And he's fired, doesn't have a job, and this kid wrote him a letter to come coach his high school team because they were terrible. And Martin Lawrence comes and he coaches and stuff, and then he ends up like, you know, like, I won't spoil that, but you know, but he ends up saying it, like, but at first he's an asshole to him, like, he's like a complete dick to these kids, like, just making them run.
It's kind
of
like,
all of you are out of shape.
I ain't never seen no.
I forgot what it was called. Maybe Benchwarmer? No,
not Benchwarmers.
Yeah, not Benchwarmers. I know it wasn't that, but it wasn't that either.
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be? And it can't be one of your own. Can't cheat.
It'd be Kendrick Lamar. ADHD.
You answered quick. That was one of the quickest ones.
Yeah, I love this, huh?
Yeah.
All right. The final question, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
10 years from now, the plants that I've already started planting.
I like the way you're putting this. You've been dropping some gems today, bro. Yeah. No, this has been a really good pod, bro.
10 years from now, bro, I'm going to be a 32-year-old that own at least about minimum, if not more, minimum of 5 to 6 properties.
Damn.
I'm going to have a book that's about 10 volumes out, because I've been writing a book. So at least a 10-volume out book, or a book that got at least 10 volumes available. I'm going to have a store with the paintings hanging on the walls that I did. I'm going to have a studio set up with the Major Mob record label on the back wall. And the artist that I got, I'm going to have a clothing line that's being sold in that store. I'm also going to have at least about 3 dispensaries. I'm shooting for the stars, bro.
Bro,
as you should, though. Truck. As you should, though.
How many days are in your week?
Hey, don't give them the idea on the food truck.
Hey, that's all you. That's all you. That's all you.
This guy got a crazy idea. It might work. It might work.
10 years from now, I want to at least be working on, or at least have a season done of my anime that I've been working on.
Holy shit.
But I ain't gonna drop gems. I ain't gonna say what it is, but I've been working on the anime. I'm an artist, so I be drawing, and this book that I'm putting together is fire. I done rewrote this book like 4 times already, and I'm like 10 chapters in.
Damn.
So all I gotta do is write it again for the 5th time, only because I told you I'm a perfectionist, so I be wanting my shit to be straight.
Good.
And I'm gonna publish it. See what I'm saying? Get it copyrighted.
That's fire.
And I'm gonna put together a team. I need somebody who gonna paint the backgrounds for me. Somebody who gonna come up with more characters for me. I'm gonna do this shit like 50 Cent. See what I'm saying?
That'd and it's be fire. Animated.
And if, you know, if anybody, I feel like I got a unique voice, like y'all or anybody, like, hey, bro, I need you to, I see you playing this one character.
Oh, I'll
be
definitely.
Oh, I would love to do it. I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
On everything I love, I will be hurt if we don't get used
to it. I want to, if I were to ever do that, I would want to create my own character, though. I just get like one episode cameo where I come in just doing something stupid.
That'd be fire. Anybody I meet, I'm going to give y'all some sauce real quick, like on how I be operating, like. I'm like half artist, half creative with the art. So half of my brain is coming up with concepts for this book I write mm-hmm. that I work on every week. And I might meet people like, I done already came up with a character that's referenced to Rex.
Oh, that's dope.
I got a cameo in there. You know, like I'm storing people in my head. My mama. Feel me? Y'all got scanned already when I walked in the door.
That's kind of wild.
So, nah, y'all got a reference.
No.
Hey, me and him had the perfect dap though. You know, like when you dap someone up, it's that clap.
That clap. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hopefully that was good then.
Yeah, definitely. KC and Jay, everybody I know got a reference as a different person in my head now.
Who's 2-6? I'm curious. Who's 2-6?
Chance.
I know. I meant the character.
Oh. Oh, I'm blown.
Who's the character?
I'm like. Okay, I ain't gonna tell you. I just come up with him. I don't.
Oh,
like,
I get you. I get you. I get you. It's like his own like simulation, no, like video game
but
movie.
But I wasn't talking
like,
about that. Like exactly. That. Where's he at?
I was talking. Like, yeah.
He said.
I'm like Chance.
He's in the other room.
Yeah, type shit. But no, 2-6. Everybody, bro. Everybody. Even my brothers and sisters.
That's
like,
dope.
I put everybody in this. I'm not the protagonist, but I reference my whole
life
into this book. You see what I'm saying? Shit like this into that book.
You take inspiration from everything.
From everything.
It's like the holy Bible of your life.
Yeah. Exactly. So if I'm not thinking about a sample, like I might, part of my brain is thinking about that. The other part is thinking of a sample.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Oh, that sounds sweet on the beat. Oh, that sounds good.
I get you. Yeah,
what if
I
said that on a song? Or did the other half thinking about something different? What if I drew that? What if I painted that? Like, my brain is thinking all creative shit.
That makes sense.
You know, that's kind of why I be, like, not all the way here in reality. Like, you feel me?
I feel
like,
you.
Like, if people who don't got hobbies that don't do shit, they hate to be around me, bro. They be looking like, this nigga's not here. Like, he, you feel me?
Well, bro, I said it earlier. How many days are in your week? Because I only get 7 of those motherfuckers.
Nah, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Name one genius who ain't crazy.
Exactly.
Think of that one.
Exactly.
Name one genius who ain't crazy.
Bro, this guy is doing nothing but working on.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
like
or
you can just
or,
see, like
or John. I call him. He's doing something.
Everything you
saying.
Said.
He's not at work.
Crazy. Everything you said. Like it seems like your work ethic is crazy.
Do you sleep?
He doesn't,
bro.
When I can, when I want to, honestly, I can't even say when I can because I get opportunity to sleep and not just be up.
Yeah.
Like damn, like sleep is cool, bro. But like.
Less time.
Sleepy, you feel me? Yeah. Like you feel me? So I'd be like, damn.
Dude, more time. It's weird. Like, say I'm like cooking up a beat or something. I'm like really enjoying the process.
Yeah.
Once I'm done, I'll play it in my headphones while I'm laying in bed for like so long, and I just end up like staying up all night because I'm thinking like, oh, what could I do with this? Or like, what could I do with that? What you know? Like,
exactly.
Just, my mind's always racing. So
especially
I my sleep schedule.
Oh my god! Replay it.
Oh my god. Bro, I literally, it'll be like 5 in the morning. I know the neighbors be looking like, dog, this nigga, man. I make a beat and go outside, go in the whip.
Give it the car test.
I ride around the block. Boom.
Do you ever feel like, some days or like you'll be rocking with a beat, but you're like, all right, I'm not going to know because I've been hearing it so much. I'm not going to know till the next day if it's like really hard. Like that next day test is when you're like, all right.
I'm going to tell you when it really hit, though. You wake up. Now, if you a wake and bake type of person, then yeah. If not, either way it go, when you freshly wake up, your brain is fresh.
Yeah.
Don't scroll on social media, bro. Cut on your beat, bro. Watch how hard that shit hit.
For real?
Watch how hard that shit hit.
It's you know different. How,
but it got to be quiet when you wake up in the morning. You get up, cut your beat on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you're going to be feeling. It's going to wake you up. You're going to feel all the instruments in your beat.
Bro. Are you into like any like the meditation type stuff?
I used to, bro.
I was going to say, I've tried it.
You tried it?
I've tried it. It was cool. Yeah. I'd do it like when I'd wake up in the morning. I'd, you know, set my alarm, say I'm waking up at 6 a.m., whatever. I'll meditate till 6:15, you know. Yeah. I want to get into, like, reading more. I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff that I want to get into.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Just to kind of wrap this up, like, I'm wishing you nothing but the best. After hearing, like, how your mind's actually working right now and, like, like, no, I'm excited to see what you can do, bro, because, like, it seems like you got big dreams, and I hope you achieve those for real. Like, keep up the good work, bro.
I appreciate you coming on, bro.
So, appreciate
real,
you coming
bro.
On. No wish you nothing but the best of luck, for sure. If you got anything.
Yeah, bro, 100%, man. All your shit, I hope, I like, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, hope all that happens, because, like, you sound like you're going to change the world.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? So, no, you got something, dog. There's something. There's definitely something there. Like, people will definitely know you within the next, like.
People already know him.
No, you get what I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, keep going, bro. For real. It was a pleasure having you on, dog.
Yeah. All of his links, honestly, whatever you want us to promote in the description, like, send it over to the podcast account. All the links will be in the description. Go check out TJ Major's socials, his music, YouTube, whatever it is.
All platforms.
Yes, it is.
Deadhead Dawson. Deadhead Dawson out right now, yeah.
Teaser Deluxe on the way.
Hell yeah. Well, with that being said, you got any shout outs?
Shout out my boy Rex, man. That's my brother right there, man, for real.
Check out for bro. Look out for bro.
Out my boy Big Tay, Prince DJ, Shank at Shankcraft.
I think we got him coming on here.
You know Miles. These all my brothers, bro.
I think we got Shank coming on here. We're in contact with him.
Y'all talk to him?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think so. Okay. So, yeah. Well.
So, y'all might see me again, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Not going to lie.
Next week, tune into his episode that will be coming out. With that being said, though, like, comment, subscribe.
Shout out KC.
That's another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out Centaur Slots for helping us out. Shout out my little sister for the paintings. We're getting new ones soon. I know I already said that, but it's happening soon.
Yeah.
We're also officially on Apple Music or Apple Spotify, Apple Podcast and Spotify Podcast. I can't talk. links will be in the description for everything.
If you prefer listening to your podcast like that, you know, check us out, bro. So, yeah. Everything's there.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next Sunday with this guy over here.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Let's go.